My life has been like one long journey, filled with a lot of ups and definitely a lot of downs. Check it. I dedicate this verse here to my grandfather who passed away earlier this year. At his funeral, I ran through a whole box of tissues. My tears are dry, but I still miss you. And I promise that I'll never forget you. These last six bars just made it official. Yeah, I know he can hear me. Even though he don't speak English, he can understand clearly what his grandson is trying to express. It's tough, but I'm trying my best. I remember as a kid, just running with him. Every year, I would spend a whole summer with him. Visit him in the projects. And he knew I was intrigued by them shiny objects. Cutting a Rolex out of a magazine ad. Told me when I grow up, I could buy one for my dad. So much energy, like me, quite clever. These are memories I will treasure forever. Every now and then I still shed a tear. Walking through Chinatown, I feel a spirit in the air. For your legacy, I go harder. Tell my kid that your great-grandfather was a great-grandfather. But let me walk you through the timeline. Take you back to my pops and my mom's grind. They both immigrated to this country as teenagers. You know, typical American dream chasers. Immigrating blew up like disco. Heads were moving to New York and to Frisco. My pop said, NY, let's go. This was in the 70s when he used to rock a fro. Bell bottoms, pimp hat with the tilted brim. I've seen pictures and I still don't think it's him. Fast forward to 82, that's when he met my moms, got married and had a baby too. That baby's who? That baby's me. Jen Al Young, my moms was wild young. Only 18, a senior in high school. When I was 18, that was my school. NMB, I'm a charger for life. I put that on every single bar that I write. Picture a young couple trying to get on track. What are the options? A restaurant? A laundromat? So they went with plan A. From that point on, I was at the restaurant every damn day. But I was only 12, I just wanted to play. When my friends would come, I'd give the food away. I know that's bad for business, so I apologize now if it still makes a difference. I guess deep down, I just hated the fact I felt trapped, and that was my way of getting you back. I can't go back in time and I hate it, but I can't tell you, your hard work is appreciated. See, to the customer, that's just a plate of rice, but to my family, that shit could save a life. And this is more than Chinese food, it's the life story of a Chinese dude. And I ain't come here to tell you what to eat, I'm just serving food for thought over a beat. Nah, I ain't here to tell you what to eat, it's just food for thought over a beat.